Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, Abby here. She knows misery loves company when it comes to dating here. So let's go on the apps and find the worst guys that could potentially be great, except then they start talking.
Yeah. Yeah, if you've spent more than 5 seconds on a dating app, you'll know that the choices aren't great. And sometimes people like to show you just how ungreat of a choice that they are. And they'll use something called a voice prompt feature. So on Hinge, you can choose to respond to the questions by just writing out your answer, or you can decide to take the ballsy route and you can profess whatever the answer to the question is going to be with your voice. And sometimes people like to take it just a little bit too far. There are some normal ones out there where people respond to a question and they sound like a complete normal human being, and that's great. And then sometimes they just go completely off the rails. So I'm going to show you some of the worst ones that I've found since rejoining the apps in the last couple of weeks. And let's just say it hasn't gotten any better. And apparently it's not better for the girls either, because the girls' voice prompts must be just as bad as the guys, because there is someone out there who's letting you know that it's just as bad for them as it is for the ladies.
Have y'all listened to yourself? Like, have you actually recorded yourself and listened back? Because some of y'all's voices got me so... I've weeded out so many people on here. Hi, my name is Shelly. I'm a South Tampa girl. I like stingy, masculine men. Uh-huh. No, it's not. There's so many cringe voices on here. Thank you, though, for the voice notes. I appreciate this app for that, because you helped me out tremendously.
That's why we don't have the unhinged prompts for girls, because that's just how they would sound. They're just looking for a masculine man, and their name is Shelly. But the next guy seems like he's definitely coming for Ryan Gosling's neck with his rendition of I'm Just Ken.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm always number two. No one knows how hard I try. Oh, I have feelings that I can't explain. Driving me insane. All my life been so polite, but I'll sleep alone tonight.
I think that's endearing.
You do?
I don't think it's good.
Are you swiping on that?
But I think it would be endearing. I think I go, this guy's got a good sense of humor, unless I'm trying to date myself a pop star. But I think it's endearing.
Perfect. You could date him, so I don't have to.
I don't think anyone would fight you for
it. I would say endearing has a sense of humor. Went on a little too long.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe if we had tightened it up just a bit, like if he had done a line, okay, you're funny. But I feel like this was actually cathartic for him, and he actually felt this in some capacity. So we're going to have to make a hard pass on that.
Sometimes when the guy is singing, it doesn't really feel like a joke, and you wish that it was.
I don't know. That's his audition tape.
It was. It feels like they're really going through something that they're trying to get out.
And it's like, you don't need me, my guy. You need a therapist.
Yes.
And a music teacher. Uh-huh. And speaking on the musical route, this guy wants to let you know he is an incredible musical multitasker.
My biggest flex is when I'm clapping cheeks, I can play you a little tune.
Clapping cheeks? Mm-hmm.
Clapping cheeks.
And it just goes on for like another
minute. Heard that term, huh?
No, I just wanted to like make sure that's what I heard.
That's what you heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's going to bring out the harmonica during it.
I think that's funny. Yes, I think it's funny.
Don't ever do that.
Your taste in men is questionable.
The whole thing to me, when they're doing this, it's just like kind of mocking the whole thing, because it is really kind of ridiculous. And that's what I kind of find funny about it.
If it is indeed satire, I don't think that's satire.
Nah, something tells me he's dead ass.
Yes.
He's not playing.
Right?
Yes.
This guy's also taking his jokes a little bit too seriously, because I know it's supposed to be ha-ha, laugh, funny, but I think, obviously it's for real.
I recently learned that shrimps have their heart in their head, and I guess that makes us pretty similar, because I also heart head.
Oh, come on. Oh, wow. Come on, dude.
My dude. He's got jokes.
Come on, man. There's Cassie. This is her man.
That's the one you know, bud.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry. I'm not swiping on you, but that's funny. I have a stupid question, and I'm not afraid to ask it. is the plural of shrimp shrimps or is it shrimp?
I think it's shrimp.
It's shrimp.
I had shrimp last night.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's scampi. When there's more than one, it's called a scampi.
Scampi of shrimp.
I wonder if it's like scampi. Fish. So, you know, like if you have one species of fish, multiple, it's fish. But if you have multiple different species of fish, it's fishes. Shrimp, shrimp. You asked the question.
I did.
Don't give me that look.
I'm not. Thank you. Thank you, Cassandra.
Get it. The Bird Show.